Businesses and governments racing to find the energy source of the future have invested billions of dollars in hydrogen power research. President Bush touted the possibilities in his most recent State of the Union address. Unlike petroleum, hydrogen has never been linked to local air pollution or to the global greenhouse effect. But a new study in the journal Science says a massive increase in hydrogen production could create a different kind of environmental problem. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Atmospheric nitrogen is a mysterious gas. Nobody knows exactly where it comes from or exactly what it does when it gets up into the atmosphere. John Eiler, a geochemist at the California Institute of Technology, says that's odd, considering the huge amount of hydrogen power research now going on around the world.
Our understanding of the natural processing of molecular hydrogen is at a level similar to what we knew about carbon dioxide in the 50s and 60s.
Eiler says man-made carbon dioxide was widely thought to be a harmless gas before it was found to be the principal cause of the so-called greenhouse effect. To make sure man-made hydrogen holds no such surprises, he and a group of colleagues created a computer model that would show what a buildup of man-made hydrogen would do to the Earth's atmosphere. In a perfect world, these tests would be unnecessary, since hydrogen combustion produces only water. But Eiler says it's likely that a lot of hydrogen will escape before it's burned, just like any other fuel does. Pipelines in particular will leak, he says.
Gasoline isn't supposed to get into the air either, but of course it does. Natural gas isn't supposed to get into the atmosphere, but of course it does. So I suspect that this would just be a reality.
Eiler says trucks, ships, and pipelines often leak 10% of what they carry out into the air. When he factored those kinds of leaks into a hydrogen-based power system, he says his computer spit back an unexpected side effect. Basically, the man-made hydrogen molecules rose to the top of the stratosphere, bonded with tiny particles, and froze.
And those water ices are one of the principal mechanisms for destroying ozone. They serve as sort of a catalytic site, if you will, for destroying ozone.
And that much hydrogen would destroy a lot of ozone. Depletion of the Earth's protective ozone layer has been linked to a wide variety of environmental problems, including higher rates of skin cancer. Eiler calls his findings an ugly surprise.
It's sort of like the cat in the hat. You know, you wipe away one problem and create another that's completely different.
Eiler says this study shows the need to launch a much broader search for unexpected side effects, starting right now.
Rather than 20 or 30 years from now, when all of the details of a hydrogen economy have started to take shape.
This is a very speculative paper based on some pretty unrealistic assumptions.
David Garman, Assistant Secretary at the Department of Energy. Like many others involved in the effort to perfect a hydrogen fuel source, he thinks this study is seriously flawed. For starters, Garman says there's no chance at all that hydrogen transportation systems will be allowed to leak 10% of what they carry.
That simply won't happen because pure hydrogen is far too valuable. I mean, transporters of valuable commodities take the necessary steps to ensure that their cargo doesn't escape.
Garman adds that pure hydrogen is also an exceptionally flammable gas, which may be an even better reason to stop leaks. Garman agrees that now is the time to look for unexpected side effects of a massive increase in hydrogen-based power, as long as people don't forget what he calls a basic truth.
That the transportation and energy systems that are out there do result in very real, very measurable environmental impacts. And I think even the authors of this paper would be hard-pressed not to agree that even if we made the complete transition to a hydrogen energy economy, the environmental implications would be far less than the implications of the kind of energy economy we rely on today.
Follow-up studies now underway should find out just how much better off a hydrogen-powered world will be. John Nielsen, NPR News.